This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, February 28th, 2025. It is Friday.
Man.
Payday for some. Us.
Praise Jesus.
I love it.
I don't want to be mean, per se.
Oh, Lord God.
But,
what'd you just call me?
Pierre Garcon. You know, if you're
a per se,
if you're at, let's say you're at a social gathering and you're having a conversation with somebody.
Yes.
And then somebody else walks up and they're kind of interrupting your flow a little bit, like you're on a good flow. Like, I feel like that's what the show just did. We were talking about so much good stuff off. And yeah. Then we're like, oh, we got to come on here and do this. So I feel like the show just now is just like somebody who walks up and interrupts you like in a good conversation.
The show itself is the interrupter.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought it was me.
Not this time.
No. The tornado that comes in every morning.
Tornado.
Oh,
she came in like a tornado.
I mean,
literally.
I didn't have my morning smoke. I apologize.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
That sounds really good.
Smoked sausage, that's what he
is. I know. What do you think? Cigarette?
Out.
Come on.
He steps out back, pops a link in his mouth.
I have a kielbasa ready in the back.
It's a big stogie you got there with that big simmer sausage.
Mm. Why don't we invite ex-employees back anymore to cook like we did that one time?
That was great. Whoever that ex-employee, he had it going on, I'm telling you.
Oh, there's no, everybody knows who it is.
Yeah, he was a grill master.
No overlooking that guy. Boisterous.
Yeah. Man, I don't remember who we're talking about. I mean, don't say the name, certainly. I don't, you know how I am about that. I don't eat the food prepared by those that I know but don't know how clean they are.
This was a person who I kind of missed working with sometimes.
Oh, right there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. I was not heiling Hitler. I was pointing.
Yeah, like I didn't know what you were
there
pointing
There was a finger on the end. Their hands were not perfectly symmetrical like that. I did not pull from my chest to point either.
Thank goodness.
I pulled up and pointed.
Like, sometimes this person was too much, but when we were out, like, amongst, you know, having a big lunch, and then he said a couple things to a waitress one time. I was like, wow, I can't believe
you. Oh, now I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And it was, like, really, like, he meant it as a joke, I guess, but it was, like, really
aggressive.
Yeah, the way it came off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was kind of dirty, too. I was like, man.
Yeah.
I guess we all got to temper better now because you said that, you big dummy.
But you know, with like a cook, and this is the weirdness about me. I'm a puzzle. I think we all are, but like my puzzles are, there's more pieces to it, I think. Not in any kind of whatever way, but like if you're grilling that, I'm talking about people's, me and the weird psychology of, I go to a restaurant or go, you know, wherever I have food. I don't know those people that are making it. But I trust in the quality and the regulations and the letters that they put on the windows and all that stuff. I put so much trust into that, right? Like in that weird way. But then if I, and this started in church, you go to church And they're all there for the common good. They're at church. But if you see some of those people, often maybe picking their noses, scratching butts.
Special ingredients.
Taking their shoes off during shoes, rubbing their feet. Various things, maybe even a little BO from time to time.
Okay.
It's the onions.
But then when they then have the covered potluck dish supper at church, the women would put masking tape on the bottom of the different bowls and platters and stuff, to mainly so they'd get their dishes back. But I would often pick them up and see whose food it was. And if I didn't think they were clean enough, I wouldn't eat their food. Oh. And that started as a young child. And you're asking yourself, how'd you get so damn big? It's a mystery.
Really?
It's a mystery.
Not that picky.
You know, those letters are very controversial. The letters on the doors and the windows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people will always tell you, well, they get multiple chances to get an A.
And it's hard. Like, if you don't have, I don't even know, I think you can even get a B. But if they've got like a C and below, like, I mean, you know, they had some opportunities to get whatever it was fixed or whatever.
Yeah,
you
know, see, yeah. I love our beer and soda vendors that listen, like all the guys running the combo trucks, but I really hate it when you ruin a restaurant for me, because like,
oh, I know.
Yeah,
I've heard stories of,
don't go here, don't go there.
I know. That really breaks my heart, going, I was just there. How?
You know what? Yeah. That for you trainers out there that are listening, you dietitians, maybe get a shoot interview with a disgruntled former Coca-Cola/Pepsi person.
Or produce worker.
Someone like that. And this, have them, you pay them cash, and you say, look, tell your story to these gargantuan people in here. The 1,000-pound sisters are here, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Amy and Tammy.
They'll be doing some photo opportunities after the gig. But then say, look, hey, you back there, timid kid, big as hell. What's your favorite restaurant? Blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm going to tell you a story right now. All right, sit back. That was my chair just then.
I saw a restaurant that I didn't think would survive a huge Facebook argument. I mean, this blew up to like 1,000 shares and like hundreds of comments.
Was it Tanner's?
No.
What was it, it over service or?
No, they were reusing the chips they were getting accused of.
Oh, gross.
And I'm like, there's no way they're going to survive this with this many. No, it's more popular than ever.
They don't care.
People are like, you know.
Those are the same people that probably didn't mind bar peanuts.
They were like, the only way we're going to stop this is if you pour your salsa out on the chips when you leave. Like, oh, who's going to do that?
You know, that was a time, man, when you go to, a bar.
A bar.
I remember this in college days, so it ain't been that damn long ago, that there would be those fake wooden bowls.
Yeah.
They were like salad bowls.
That was so gross here.
They would have peanuts, maybe tiny little pretzel sticks, you know, like snack mix kind of crap, and at a bar.
And people would just eat it.
Just hand in there over and over.
You don't know how long it's been.
And this is the thing that's hard for men. While you women do have to go sit down and take your pants down and all that stuff, and we can just stand there barely open and just, you know.
Bathroom too.
Relieve ourselves. Y'all have to do all that. But we also have another struggle when it comes to the restroom like that I don't think women have.
Yep.
And you know what I'm talking about, don't you, Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah.
And that's watching the men go from, and I'm just going to be very blunt with my language, going from penis to handle.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they'll open it with their gimmick.
I've seen that happen once. That was the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Who didn't wash his hands before he grabbed the bar penis?
You're standing there, whether it be at a wall of urinals or one of those trough type things, which makes me feel like a farm animal.
I've washed my joint before and forgot to wash my hands. I did it backwards.
So, and you see them go from penis to handle, quite simply. Maybe glance into the mirror. Maybe even take that same penis hand and run their fingers back through their hair to readjust.
She's going to go in the bathroom and start licking the doors now.
And then you're going to watch that same guy beer belly up to the bar and just go from penis to handle to peanuts.
Yep.
Yeah, baby. I like a nasty man.
Well, that's a fussing voice if I ever heard one. Save that one.
For real. Like, whatever you just embodied into your soul just then.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, for
like you,
penis to handle, and that'll bring it to her. You're
like a, like a big butch prisoner. Like the fresh meat's coming in.
Don't change a thing.
What God, it's good. What is it, you know, like with a man in prison, they're like, don't drop the soap. With a woman, with it, don't you fall on your back and spread your legs wide open.
Don't you do it.
I want to go to your... This is really gross, but can I say?
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
I want to go to your house and make sure that you got dirty sheets.
God, Lord.
Oh, your towels are real nasty in your bathroom.
Oh my God. Are you feeding lines? Like, what's going on?
No. No, I'm just sitting here covering my face.
Those are the things I look for.
You're like Carl's sister.
Ooh, I want to make sure your sponge stinks.
What in the world?
Why did that sound so foul?
Why is that a sponge?
I'm telling you about this. These are houses that I've been to. growing up, like in high school and stuff. God. You know, they're gross people.
Do you ever use a man's pumice stone to do your nails?
No.
Let me make sure you get a brown loofah.
Oh, yeah. Keep talking.
God bless, man. I'm trying to. Did that come from? Did you go to a dude's house and his sheets were dirty?
Yes.
Oh God.
They don't ever change them though, right? I mean, I don't know if that would stop you from having
a good
time.
If that's a masculine thing, that's where I'm effeminate. I like good smelling sheets, crisp, nice clean sheets.
It wasn't a boyfriend. It was just, you know, we were all hanging out together. You know,
it was an orgy.
Yeah.
I'll get the rubber sheets out. Get these nasty ones away.
No, it was more like, hey, come over to my house and let's...
No, that's not the voice. Get back to
that
voice.
Yeah, but that's a different person.
Listen. Oh, it's a different person. Yeah. You hear this?
Yeah, it's a dude.
Right. Let me get you back into it, ready? Penis to handle. Penis to handle.
Penis to handle. Hey, I want to go in your... Wait a minute.
I'm not gonna look at you because I don't want to laugh.
Okay.
Penis to handle. Penis to handle.
I have this character of this guy. I want to go in your refrigerator and make sure that nothing is fresh. I want some dirty food and some tainted milk.
I want some of your.
She's like Mrs. Yuck. Remember the little sticker?
Mrs. Yuck sticker.
There's a face, babe.
Oh, wait a minute.
That was baby.
I thought she just struck out. Babe. You got to do it.
Oh, my God.
You got to video that face.
I can't. That's in trouble. Trump almost got in trouble for doing that.
That's
I was making it look like you got a mic computer.
That's the lady
computer,
that
be okay.
Does this first. Look.
Before
the other.
Punches herself in the mouth with a side fist, Paige. What was that?
Put her tongue out.
Yeah, she'll do that.
I want to make sure your butter stinks.
Before the other. Like, she doesn't know you, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
I got a new character.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Can you please cast me as this woman in a movie?
God, that's going to happen now. You can write a movie around that chick.
I could. She don't care.
There's at least an SNL
bit. I'm
going to
get me mine.
Ah, God. Dirty Towels, the movie.
That's so nasty.
I want to pick up all the hair out of your shower drain with my big toe.
Oh, yeah. What a hair in the shower. Mmm, that's hot.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I want to hold my...
I know. I don't want to, like, top... Or not that I could.
I want to hold my hand down there so when you shave, I can catch them all and wear it like a mustache.
Oh, my God. I'm not for lack of words right now. I'm just like, I got permagrin and it kind of hurts right now.
I want to use your toothbrush and look at your toothpaste tube and know that you haven't used much of it because it's all crusted over.
God.
I'm thinking this is what she does when she goes to a man's house. But she does this little character voice, but it's really what she's doing.
Look at your house.
Man. You know, that is a woman thing to, like, you know, after she's been to your house a time or two, she will just pop open that refrigerator, you know, with a little bit of freedom. And but that's a thing. She's looking at the expirations and stuff.
She is.
Yeah.
Seeing how often you've...
How much alcohol is in there versus actual food? Like how many old pizza boxes and everything's in there?
I want to look at your toilet and make sure it don't look like a Hershey's hug on the inside. Oh.
I want rings on my finger, not on your toilet.
That is perfect.
My God, Paige. What a nice recovery from what it do yesterday.
Oh, my God. What a clip. What I do.
I'm sorry. It's been a week and a half.
I want to make your toilet look like it's got freckles. I'm going to make your toilet look like Blake Griffin's face. It's got freckles everywhere.
This is why I'm single.
Wow,
I'm sorry.
No. They should have you at those. They still do the pep rallies at Walmart in the morning.
I need a man. I need a dirty man.
They don't even play music.
When I used to deliver things to Walmart, obviously previous job, I would go in there and they would be doing their circle, not a jerk, but a meeting. And they would all just, it's like a pep. They're just pep rallying for the day of Walmart. Even the greeter would come in and get all riled out.
God, nice. we Paige
probably
is killing
days of the month,
killing people on text.
I'm sorry.
Don't sorry.
You got somebody had to actually pull
so
over
tired.
Again.
Just gotta remember that somehow that it's a little bit of hung voice, but it's a little bit of female gym teacher.
Somebody text. What kind of rice does this character like?
She likes the good and dirty.
And dirty rice. Oh, God. Yeah.
What's up, Bojangles? Some people.
I like when it's got the sausage in it a little bit.
Bad boy.
This is my sister, by the way.
I like a man with greasy hair.
We clean houses.
She's coming on the tail end of it now. I like a man with greasy hair.
We go clean. We go clean the house and she inspects everything else.
I like a man that uses homemade pomade, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about licking his fingers real good and just going through the hair.
I like a man that has armpits that kind of smell like onion.
That might be a shoe.
You're killing me, woman. You are killing me. Good Lord.
You know, the hell with country mama. You can, or whatever her name is. You can do the stage now.
Wonderful grandma?
Country grandma, whoever the hell it is.
Wow.
Southern mama, yeah. The hell with gender Billy, too. You can outdo them both. Southern mama. She likes onion. Her armpits that smell like onions.
Yeah, I can't really criticize this guy because none of my socks ever match now.
Kids do that now.
They don't match.
And I think, like,
I'm just giving up.
I think parents started the trend to make the kids wear the socks. But, like, kids don't care. You can see kids now wearing different shoes. Like, the, you know, different shoes on each foot. Like, especially with Jordan. So, interchange, like, the colors and crap. I'm like, boy, yeah, back in my day, you'd be called some choice words.
Oh, you really still would. For fun. And then we wouldn't mean it that way. We mean it a different way to justify it that way. By saying it.
Like the South Park episode, for sure.
She likes a man who's... butt cracked is a little chapped on either side.
Ooh. And a slow hand.
Mm-hmm. It's like he wipes from side to side.
To hell. From front to back, that was so last year. We're going side to side these days, boy.
I'm like it.
Do it.
Don't think. Just talk. Don't filter it.
I like a man that doesn't have toilet paper.
Because I'm the creepy brother, remember? I like a pair of underwear that looks like if you dropped 2 pounds of roast beef in a tube sock.
Oh, my God. You have me at dirty sheets.
Oh. This face I got right now is just wonderful.
Oh, man, I've been picturing that. I'm like, man, that'd be fun.
Oh, God, man.
I like a man with a dirty floor.
This makes it sound awful. I like it if it looks like you took 8 pieces of Bubblicious, chewed it up, and dropped it in the floor of a barbershop.
Oh, God, boy. All right, Dad.
Yeah. You won.
Chicken dinner for you, friend.
I'm waving.
Have you met my sister? She's creepier than I am.
Who used my wash rag? Who did it? It was one of you. Yeah. That was my jack rag. I just want you to know.
She wore it on her face like a skull bandit.
Who's the one who left the brushes in the barber saw?
This bitch in there putting pickles on her eyelids trying to look younger.
Pickles. Oh, God. Ow.
Okay. We'd
no
do
more.
This forever.
No more. No more.
We'd do it forever. We'd slow down the
flow. Oh,
the God. Southern workforce
we
if we
no
did it.
Flow.
How do you choke without even eating?
I don't believe you, first off.
Very easily.
Yeah. All right. The number is 1-800-774-0093. Clearly, many of you know that by looking at the text, but that's the number to call as well after sports. We'll do phone calls, but you can text, call either way on that same number, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, we got to talk about a woman who tried to vandalize her ex's car. You know, go carry Underwood on the car. Remember that scene?
Right, P-lips on the side.
Yeah.
Cut it with your big chin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she spray painted the car, even threw eggs at it.
Good Lord, that's an expensive job.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been her own.
I'm going to tell you how much the damage was.
How much the damage was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of damage.
You know, there used to be a time when people, rather than just spray painting, you know, slurs and various cheater and things on the sides of cars, they'd carve it in with a knife. And then that's way more different because the cars today are plastic and you're not going to buff it out.
Could you imagine pulling up the Mako with like a-hole lips written on the side of your car?
I know. Or like remember in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, they had to cut cardboard and tape it to the side of the card because it said the dirty word.
But there's a swerve to this. Something went terribly wrong.
Who's
you
house?
Don't even know what kind of eggs yes. them is.
Swerve's house. All right, we'll get into that next. Happy Friday, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
When this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric today. So, have you ever vandalized an ex's car? Be honest.
Not an ex's car.
Just a stranger's.
I don't think I haven't purposefully vandalized a car.
Hmm.
Now, I might have been so fat where you parked too close and I slammed the door open against it.
On purpose, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have drawn a big penis on someone's windshield before and called, said, you're a, whoo.
Then she put her mouth up on it for a picture.
With red lipstick.
God. That's brutal.
Oh, you wrote it on the window with red lipstick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. He deserved it.
Well, wait a minute. The stickers. Who had the stickers?
Stickers.
The penis stickers? That was here, right? Somebody had stickers.
Mm-hmm. Dude, there's been so many.
Yeah.
I mean,
But they were like a promo.
I saved a freaking Biden one. I thought, yeah, this would be fun in the future to go back and look at. You know, I did that. You know, the old gas sticker.
Yeah,
I
they made
find it.
They made Putin ones, too, for a little bit there.
Oh, man. And, well, not that kind of gas.
And I did. I was a part of some, unbeknownst to me. I was a part of some violence where my friend went to someone's house and smashed all his pumpkins on his porch.
Got it. Were they carved up?
They were nice. And she destroyed them.
That's a little too far.
I prefer the other page.
Sorry.
For the crazy page from 6 o'clock straight up.
I'm going to destroy your pumpkins.
Kill your house. I'm going to kill your pumpkins.
I'm going to have sex with these pumpkins. I'm going to smash them. Get all over me.
The reason why I asked that about messing with someone's car, I mean, I wouldn't do anything that's permanent that would like ruin the paint or anything.
I got the hell out of somebody's car one time, is all I'm gonna say.
How hard is that to do?
You know,
harder than you think, I imagine.
This was early 2000s, so I'm not going to say where I was at, but it was very justified. Even the female that was with me, females are usually like, don't do that. They're like, yeah, get it. Here, use my key.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was.
Must have been a rival pastor.
No. No.
Because I've heard it's not that easy to slash a tire.
You just don't give my daughter a C. Okay?
It's not. You have to have some kind
of
tool.
I'm kidding. I went to school too.
Really? It's not that easy?
It was at an amusement park, and it was somebody just taking advantage of a lot of stuff. And I was just pissed about it. I was like, what? I mean, looking back now, it cost them money. But if they needed to see that as a sign to quit doing bad things they were doing.
Okay.
Like cutting in line or
lying about being handicapped so they can park in a certain spot and you hear them talking about it and getting the chair out of the trunk so they can, yeah.
Oh, that's low.
God, how many people do that now as far as like lying about, oh, you know, I'm sick or.
Well, I'm used to it now, but back then it was rare.
All right. Well, the reason why I brought up this whole vandalism thing is because a woman tried to vandalize her ex's car but got the wrong car. So this is.
Dude, they all look alike.
This is an 18-year-old woman in Florida by the name of Evelina Femininsky or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really not how you pronounce
it. Her parents met during war somewhere.
I embellished. And she was arrested on Wednesday after she and another 16-year-old girl set out to vandalize this car that belonged to her ex. She was furious because he still owed her $700. So they spray painted the car, even threw eggs on it. What a waste.
Wait, big time.
And unfortunately for them, they
got... What kind of eggs they was, though?
You don't even know.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
I mean, it'd be kind of bad if they were like those stinky red.
Better be glad they wouldn't sloppy, slimy eggs.
Those fish eggs.
I'd put a butcher knife to your neck.
Those red things.
Oh, you're talking about the salmon eggs?
Yeah, those stink. Really
trout bad. Fish with them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately for them, they got the wrong car, and the car belonged to a neighbor, not her ex-boyfriend, and the damage was estimated at $5,000.
That's a nice round number.
So there is even more trouble. The deputies even caught Evelina driving with two open containers of Four Loko in plain view.
Good
so
Lord.
She didn't plan this correctly.
I got to find
I just don't remember the last time I've seen or heard anybody drinking Four Loko. They used to be all the rage.
Yeah, I still see it in the stores, but haven't seen anybody like get it.
Well, she was charged with criminal mischief, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, possession of alcohol under 21 and DUI, and 16-year-old was charged with possession of marijuana.
God.
Over 20 grams. I'm sure they're
good Lord.
So proud.
Yeah,
God, I didn't have 20 grams my whole teenage career of doing weed.
Doing weed.
Your career.
I mean, it was always like a tiny little thing. Like the guy would put it like in the wrapper of a cigarette.
How
you
do
know
you
what
do?
I mean? And then he'd take a lighter across it and he'd seal it back up the old-fashioned way.
Look at the car, man. Look, she just everywhere just wrote all kind of crap on it. And then this is a drawing in the back.
It's not even her boyfriend.
It kind of looks kind of artistic in a sense from here.
It really does. Like, you know, like a
Pollock.
Yeah, or a Warhol or something.
I
or
would
that
say
had a can of soup
the penis that I drove on that drew on that windshield was quite crafty.
You got a Gibber mobile now.
He drove on a penis. Everybody rode on one.
Oh, oopsie. My bad.
Oh, she kind of looks like a young Jack White.
God bless.
Real emo looking.
Wow.
Jack White. Oh, she's pretty. Look at her.
She looks evil in that picture, like kind of dead behind the eyes. But she's only 18.
You think you go in there with all that spray paint all over your fingers and stuff, and all the other prisoners think you've just been huffing paint?
She's going to get locked up with the female prisoners. She better watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to come out hating men.
They see her walking there.
Well, she already does. I mean, look what she did to
the car. I know, but they're going to get in there and share stories with each other and then start just
She'll have to
fapping around.
She'll have to get a support friend, you know, like a lover.
Yeah. She's going to learn how to scissor, and I'm not even talking about
have
fabrics.
To have that. I don't even know what that's called, but, you know, like a girlfriend thing, girlfriend situation.
You know, that's something I wonder about, and not being graphic, but is that always been? And, like, just that term, I didn't hear that term forever.
Somebody.
Has it always been a thing? Because you didn't even see it in, like, adult movies quite that much.
A prison wife.
Not that. This. I can't say it.
It's interesting because who would have figured out to do that unless somebody was shown that?
Right. It's not, and I'm not like, oh, it's not natural. But I mean, like, it's just, but neither is this. Like,
yeah, like
that's not natural, really. It's just like somebody figured it out one time and says, God, this feels good.
Says, hey, why don't you try that down here?
Sir,
imagine like trying to talk.
Stop.
Hey, what if you tried this? I know this is weird. You've never heard of it before, but what if you tried that?
Yes.
I really think I would like it.
She stopped breathing and he tried to resuscitate her in the wrong place and I would just, you know, she's like, that's okay. I can
I gotta
breathe
give
now.
You ass to mouth resuscitation right now.
I can breathe now. That's okay.
What if you pretend this was a scroll or a balloon?
Yeah.
Just.
Because if you just read a book that said it, it would be like, you don't really do that.
The book on how to hook up?
Yes. Page that was enlightening.
The hookup handbook.
Fat boy. There is no sports right now.
Oh, you're going to wish there weren't because this is a pretty gruesome story. And it has to do with a soccer match in Germany. A ref before the match had to miss the entire match because of somebody else's kid. I swear I'm not making this up. You will not believe what this kid, a player's kid, did to this referee before the match.
Oh, wow.
They caused him to miss the entire match.
And it's disgusting.
Is it violent?
Both.
Oh, my gosh.
Disgustingly violent.
Oof.
Yep.
I was just reading one of the reviews for Paige's latest movie.
God.
All right, we'll get to that
yeah.
and more next. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by These Nuts. I'm just kidding. It's actually served you by Bojangles.
Keep talking.
Oh, God. I will. On this day in sports history, I had to research this one a little bit myself because, to be honest with you, I didn't really know a whole lot about it.
Be honest with you.
This day in 1986, seven baseball players got suspended for a year.
Four.
After they admitted to doing drugs.
Ooh.
By Peter Uberoth in the, what's the official name? The Pittsburgh drug trials.
Where did they do it?
Well, this was...
The locker room?
They're saying this is still probably the, well, it was definitely the first major scandal in Major League Baseball. They're saying it's still up there now, you know, the whole Canseco thing kind of, they're saying this is still neck and neck because you had 11 players that were, you know, distributing cocaine, it says. They were convicted. I mean, even, I believe Keith Hernandez was named in some of this too.
God, I don't remember any of that.
Yep. Seven players were determined to have been prolonged drug users. That's who.
So they weren't dealing, they were partying.
Well, it's like it was a mix of both.
Hmm.
I didn't know much about it. I'm like, I was kind of shocked to find out about it, especially with Keith Hernandez.
Yeah.
Well, community service, various suspensions, but, I mean, look, Canseco kind of blew it out of the water, right?
So it was all baseball?
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to tell you this story.
Oh, God.
But I got to. And I swear to God, it's real. I'm not making it up at all. And I told you wrong. This match never happened. It got shelved because the ref was so bad off. He's doing his pre-match checks. This is a football game in Germany. Which, you know what that means over there?
Soccer.
Soccer. So, there are kids on the field warming up with the players, too. And this is a player's kid. So, as the ref, everybody's stretching. Kid comes up to the ref and bites him. The match could not continue or even start because the ref could not perform his duties because he got bit.
How's the kid?
I don't know how old the kid is.
Kid like toddler or kid like teenage?
No, I would say, I mean, he's old enough to walk around the field and walk up to people. So let's say, and it doesn't say here, but I'm guessing like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere in there.
God bless.
You want to guess where he bit the ref?
Mm.
Where he bit the ref?
Well, considering you said that it's going to gross me out, I got two guesses, but because it involves that of a child, I'm not going to place those guesses right now.
Even though you might be right.
Well, the junk or the rear end?
When you say rear end, are we talking like, you know?
I always assume that means like one of the cheeks. I don't think it means directly on the gooch.
Oh, God. Ew.
He actually bit the ref on his left testicle.
God bless.
Bit him so hard.
My God.
That his medical condition is still unclear, but he is in the hospital. This was before the match could even start. This is during warm-ups.
What the hell?
You got to watch this kid.
You got video?
No video.
Good. I don't want to see video of that. Actually, we should not. Actually, you should delete it if you have it.
What a trick.
Yikes. Yikes.
Do you have video?
Oh, man.
I got Taco Bell in a video.
Oh, God. Yo, Carol.
Yeah, thank you for saying it. Bit him on the left nut. Can you imagine that?
No.
Don't even know if he's going to be okay or not.
What, the kid? Like,
our kid just had a little blood on the corner of his mouth.
Good Lord.
How old was the kid? Did you say?
It don't say, but I'm guessing like, you know, between 5 and 10. I mean, he's old enough to be out there running around and, you know, with some other kids too. Wow, God, what if they took turns?
Shut up.
More importantly, like, you know.
The parents, oh my God.
More alarmingly, what if the ref's like, oh no, stop it, please.
I'm going to give you 10 minutes to stop or you're going to run up down.
Tomorrow, boys, the chamber is here.
Oh, yeah.
Live from Toronto.
I am not really, I don't know, they've lost, in my opinion, they've lost some momentum. And I can't really figure it out.
You know what I think it is everybody's kind of looking forward to WrestleMania. They try to wedge, because this will be the last one before Mania.
Yeah, but are you even really looking forward to that? Like, have you heard a match yet that you're like, oh, my God, it's finally going to happen?
No, but I always get up for Mania.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, like, Elimination Chamber, I think, is still just a old-fashioned, stupid thing.
Oh, you don't like it? See, I think, like, to me, the draw of the chamber is the chamber itself.
Oh, wow. Oh, getting in the chamber, but not the pods where you in the...
Well, they could do so much with them. You know, they haven't had anybody come up from the pod yet. Obviously, they've been through it from the top.
Well, that's true.
They hang from it. So, I mean, it's interesting as far as that goes, but...
It's like, but then again, I'm a big fan of the old scaffold matches, the Night of the Skywalkers back in the 80s, which is just ridiculous that ever happened several times, where they would fight on a scaffold.
You know what happened this past weekend? I saw Brad Attitude had a scaffold match.
God.
And he took a bump from way up top.
Lord have mercy.
Into a table. The indie circuit, brother, love it when you get to the scaffold matches. And
you gotta.
Of course, we're thinking about the one with New Jack, I guess, where he tried to, you know.
I mean, shoot, City. Foley still.
Yeah.
I mean, crap. The fact that guy's still walking around, and I mean, albeit, I hear his health is pretty rough right now.
And I can't even remember who New Jack was wrestling, but he did say he tried to kill him.
Vic Grimes.
Yep.
Yeah. That was in XPW.
Well, we out of here.
A wrestling company ran by a porn guy. And I'm not talking about Vince McMahon.
Oh, man.
man.
All right.
If you're a referee, wear a cup.
For real. Please. Like, I was going to say, the referees are going to have to start, like, cup checking each other to make sure. Like, that, and it's probably going to stop kids from going on fields now.
Yep.
You know, they're going to be, oh, you can't do it anymore because you might, you know, or maybe they'll have to put something over the kids' faces, like a some kind of Silence of the Lambs kind of mask. And team colors, of course. Fanatics could sell them.
I don't know if they have a sex offender registry in Germany. This kid could not
make
it.
Well, they should.
Yep.
I mean, in all countries.
They got to put this kid on it now. You know, that's sexual assault.
You know what?
Of high and aggravated nature.
But the kid didn't necessarily. Any kind of premeditation of specifically that part.
They get PTI. It'll be expunged from his record. He'll go to juvie for biting nuts for, like, you know, 10 years.
Yeah. God bless, man.
But that ref's going to have teeth marks on his back.
But that
forever.
Kid, like, for, like, you know.
And that's the ones on his pillow.
Imagine when the kid, like, gets back to school or whatever. I mean, the way he's going to be bullied because of it.
I wouldn't bully him. Not without wearing a cup.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, yep. Oh, hey, don't bite my junk. You know, that kind
of
thing.
Ball biter.
God bless.
Ball biter, forever. Ball biter.
That's on the back of his jersey. It's his nickname.
Ball biter.
Butter, okay.
Ball biter.
I was trying to mix it with butterball. Like, how would that work? Is there something catchy there? Ball biter?
Oh, that's what they would use, yes. Thanksgiving time. That's why they have the kids' table. Because if you don't give them kids a turkey leg, they're going to be biting on grandpa. All right. That was sick and gross.
I know, man. There's like no way of getting around it.
All right. Thank you. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about your special delivery?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that.
Okay.
It was special, all right.
And this is our yet again another example of us staying on track and giving you updates. The stuff everybody's been, not everybody, I'm not going to lie, but a lot of people have been like, dude, whatever happened to this? Whatever happened to that? And yeah, a lot of times you just get lost in the shuffle.
Not anymore.
No.
Not no more.
We have an archive now.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about Fat Boy's special delivery that he got. And, well, how did you say it yesterday? It was so like...
It was overwhelmingly big.
Yeah, but you said
big.
You saw. I don't want to put words in your mouth because it is about your late father. But
yeah,
it's something about you.
No words, but anything. Anything I can't.
Something about you saw your dad again yesterday. This time it was in a box.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
it's the first time I've seen my dad in years.
Sorry for that's your it. Loss.
Now it was in a box.
That's it. That's what you said yesterday.
Did I lose? We'll find out.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll talk about what's in the box.
Ooh.
That movie. Oh,
well, that ain't for
that
me to
movie.
Do.
All right, no. I'm going to press this right now.
All right,
for
go
real.
Ahead. What's the
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.